Jane and Michael Stern are always on the lookout for the survivors, the hometown places that still thrive in spite of the chains. They keep track of them on their website, roadfood.com, and they come by here to tell all. Jane, Michael, hey, good to have you two back.
Hey, Lynn.
Hey, Lynn.
I was thinking, you two travel all over the country and you see all of this food. When it comes to giving gifts, what are you thinking about this year?
Food.
Well, I know that, but I mean specifically.
Well, you know, what does anyone buy for anybody? It's usually a sweater or, you know, something that doesn't fit or itches. I have yet to give anybody a food gift that they haven't just adored and wanted more of it. And I think our favorite thing to give is pies.
One of the great things that you can do is to get unique regional pies from all over the country. I mean, pies that you wouldn't have the wherewithal to make at home. Like, for example, a key lime pie. The Key West Key Lime Company will send you up a magnificent, a true, authentic key lime pie. And of course, you have to get it, like, I think, 2-day service. But, I mean, this is the classic, real Florida key lime pie. And if you don't like pie, they will also send you key lime pops, which is a slice of key lime pie enrobed in chocolate and sent to you in dry ice. So it's on a stick. So you can eat key lime pie, chocolate-coated, on a stick. Talk about heaven.
Lynn, do you like mince pie?
I love mince pie. Really good mince pie, and you just don't
find
it.
I know, because isn't that all the difference in the world between good and bad? The best mince pie we ever had is from the Red Truck Bakery in Warrenton, Virginia. It's in the most gorgeous part of Virginia, and the guy who owns it, he said, I am on a one-man crusade to resurrect the traditional mince pie. And it is the sumptuous suet-rich pastry with lots of bourbon and sugar, and it's just wonderful.
That's what a mince pie is supposed to be.
This is as luxurious as a pie can be, and I don't know how much bourbon is in it, but it
a
really
lot.
Does taste intoxicating.
Michael, what about the peanut butter pie that we got in California?
Yeah, it's not a huge pie, but it is so intense that like one normal size pie you can cut into maybe 10 or 12 little slices, and each one is a filling dessert.
And what's so great about it is it's made of peanut butter with peanut butter in it. The pie part is peanut butter and cream cheese, and then there are broken up hunks of Reese's peanut butter cups in it. So it's, you know, it's kind of a double peanut whammy.
Very intense. And we cannot talk about mail order pies without mentioning the apple pie baked in a paper bag from the Elegant Farmer in Maquonago, Wisconsin.
Baked in a paper bag?
Yes. And they claim that somehow the baking in a paper bag, what is it? It makes the crust crisper.
Yeah, which is counterintuitive.
Yeah.
But
it works.
It's like a sugar cookie on top. And believe me, we've ordered this several times. We've had it sent to people. Everyone who tastes this pie agrees unanimously this is the best apple pie they have ever eaten, period.
Can I throw one
more
in?
Oh, sure. Go, please.
The salty honey walnut pie from the Three Babes Bake Shop in San Francisco. The walnuts are from the Old Dog Ranch, which is right near the bake shop. And it's an incredibly delicious pie with honey, scraped vanilla beans, fleur de sel. Very elegant and very on trend, as they say. But, oh, my gosh, it is the best thing. And because it's a walnut pie, it travels very well and it keeps very well.
You know what I'm thinking? What about a pie of the month for someone you truly, truly adore?
Yes.
Well, not to brag, but Michael and I are lifetime members of the Pie of the Month.
Pie of the Month for life.
Right.
And that would be Royer's Round Top Cafe in Round Top, Texas. Every month for the rest of our lives, we get a pie from Royer's, and these are sensational Texas pies, especially the pecan.
And I think the trick here is the pies are so incredibly sweet and rich that your lifespan is very short, so they can be quite generous about Pie for Life.
So they're always in the black, and you're kind of
exactly.
In the red. Yeah, I get it. Okay. Hey, thanks, guys.
Bye, Lynn.
Bye.
Jane and Michael Stern are the minds behind roadfood.com. You can find their picks on the website, splendidtable.org.